Welcome back, Nightingale Nation. I thought we'd take a moment to share some listener mail. You know, we get quite a few letters here to the studio, Rosalind can attest. And once we screen them for explosives and profanity, there's some very heartfelt messages. We've got a letter from Ricardo de la Guardia, writing to us from his hospital bed at St. Cabrini Memorial Sanatorium in South Hampstead, Brook. Ricardo writes, "The only item on my Christmas wish list this year was a waterproof Mogwai. Yet all Santa brought me was this perforated appendix. I can't complain, though. Nurse Holly's been sneaking me extra pudding cups." Well, Ricardo, everyone here at Knights wishes you a very speedy recovery. And keep your spirits up. Sometimes those Christmas miracles are granted in unexpected ways. We've got a letter from Jess Bradford at the University of Montreal. Jess writes, "My sorority sisters say I should dump Peter because he failed his piano jury. But I think that music faculty wouldn't know good 12-tone serialism if it retrograded cacophonously into their ear canals." Well, Jess, I'm not exactly sure what your point was in writing to us, but I appreciate your candor regarding the arbitrary and capricious tastes of our professor friends over there at the Music Conservatory. And I say, as long as Peter keeps his anger and crank calling in check, you should keep him around this holiday season. Oh, what a joy to share our thoughts via the written word. Remember, listeners, you can send your letters to the Clamp Corporation, courtesy of Nightingale. Let's get back into the music.